Direct support professionals can provide a critical service to people in Indiana with disabilities by providing in-home and group setting care. But in some cases, DSPs abuse and neglect those they're supposed to care for, and advocates say often get away with it by switching jobs. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports a Senate committee recently gutted a bill that aimed to improve tracking of alleged abuse by these care professionals.
Representative Julie Althoff's bill would have created a registry to better record and track substantiated cases of abuse by DSPs. The bill sailed through the House with ease, but a Senate committee voted to strip that part out entirely. Althoff says that was a response to organizations that employ DSPs fearing that such a registry would create liability.
Providers are afraid that if a worker doesn't get hired by another provider, that it would be their fault. And so you could say, well, maybe it's not a good fit for that worker to be within the industry.
Althoff added she doesn't believe DSPs with alleged abuse reports in such a registry would or should always be forced out of the field entirely. Ladrina Gurton is a certified nursing assistant, direct support professional, and parent of an adult daughter with a disability. Gurton says she's advocated for a registry for years and watched past legislative attempts fail repeatedly.
We need to know who these people are, because what they do is they hurt people, they steal from people, they get caught, they leave, and then they go to another agency.
All that's left in the bill's current version are provisions that would create statewide DSP training standards and a certification pathway. Representative Althoff says she is working to get abuse tracking language back in the bill before it heads to the governor's desk. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.
Emily Munson, a lawyer with Indiana Disability Rights, says she finds providers' fears about facing lawsuits from aggrieved DSPs hard to believe. She says existing registries for other care workers, like home health aides, don't result in providers being sued regularly.